Bill Robinson talking. I will now endeavor to do a tap routine, and I'm going to name each and every step as I go along, and please try and follow me.
That is the real Bill Bojangles Robinson, and a recording that was curated and collected by the late Rich Connedy, who I had the pleasure of working alongside of years ago. He, a New Yorker who collected those kinds of recordings, he spent some time in the Pittsburgh area, I think in the early 80s, if my memory is right. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you once again. If you came up with Bill Bojangles Robinson, and I think I've acknowledged everybody that came up with it, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Why don't you do it in the circle, do it in the square, do it in the tux or in your underwear? Nobody's watching, no, nobody cares, just get out there and dance. Do it with your feet, do it with your hands, do it to a record, do it to a band. What part of boogie don't you understand? I said get out there and dance. You gotta get out there, you gotta get in the groove. Let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts to bobbing, your toes start to tapping, your hands start to clapping. Now anything can happen, so step it to the left, step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Do it in the morning or in the afternoon. Underneath the chandelier or underneath the moon. If you need some music, hum yourself a tune. Just get out there and dance. Do it to a polka or do it to a waltz. Do it in a line with some guy a shouting calls. If you don't have fun, it's your own damn fault. Get out there and dance. You gotta get out there. You gotta get in the groove. Let things get loose. Let every last thing move. Your head starts to bob and your toes start to tap and your hands start to clap. And now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Get out there and dance. Grab yourself a partner and give the hand a tug. Do it on a carpet. You can cut a rug. Do it till you catch that bug. I said, get out there and dance. Learn from Martha Murray or Dancing with the Stars. Learn from Fred Astaire. Learn from Ginger Rogers. Learn it from youngsters and learn it from old codgers. Just get out there and dance. I said, get out there. You gotta get in the groove. Let things get loose. Let every last thing move. Your head starts to bob and your toes start to tap and your hands start to clap and now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it right. I said get out there and dance, Lord, Lord.
Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. Jess also knew Bill Bojangles Robinson, who we were talking about towards the end of our prior hour. And Jess was kind enough to send Ricky one of his beautiful handcrafted tote bags. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Public radio is supposed to send you a tote bag. But what a beautiful tote bag. Thank you, Jess. It's made out of repurposed fabric that Jess scours places looking for. And it really is just an absolutely gorgeous. Thanks so much. it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's Brigade Charade. And we are looking for a three-syllable word, The clue is on the table. On the table, the clue. Syllable one, whirlpool. Syllable two, acquire. Syllable three is golfer's necessity. Golfer's necessity. Do you think you know the correct answer? If you do, all you need to do is figure out what each syllable I gave you a clue stands for. Each syllable that I gave you a clue for, syllable one, whirlpool, syllable two, acquire, syllable three, golfer's necessity. Put those syllables together and you should get a word that answers the clue on the table. Remember, spelling does not count. This is charades. Do you think you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good morning to Rick, who is listening in Cook Forest, and hello to Willie, who is tuned in as well. Willie, it's good to have you aboard. A lot of folks checking in today, which is great. Willie is in Clarion, and Tim in Indiana. Nice to hear from you as well. Now, Willie and Rick, the two of you have something in common. You both requested the same song, and it's a good song for this weekend. It's one we have not played in a while. It can be a rough song if you're a veteran or if you've had trouble with addiction, but it's an important song that the songwriter John Prine has done an incredible job personifying the person whose first and last name are the first two words of this song.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knees. But the morphine eased the pain and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling. without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life lost its fun, there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the GI Bill for a flag draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
On Buttermilk Hill, oh, who could blame her crying her fill? Every tear would turn a mill. Johnny has gone for a soldier. Me, oh my, she loved him so. Johnny has gone for a soldier. Johnny has gone for a soldier.
James Taylor, John Mock, and Mark O'Connor with Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier. And John Prine with Sam Stone. Memorial Day weekend here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we'll have more songs for Memorial Day coming up. Let me share the Brigade Charade with you again, because a number of folks have commented on how tough it is. The clue is on the table. Don't overthink it. On the table. If I added one word to modify table, it would probably help a lot. First syllable is whirlpool. Whirlpool. The second syllable, acquire. Acquire. And the third syllable is golfer's necessity. Put those three syllables together, and you'll get something that answers the clue on the table. Let's see how folks are doing. Mark and Irwin has the correct answer. Good morning, Mark. And also a correct answer from Russ, Tommy in North Chesterfield has it. So does Mike and Mars. Kathy and Jack are stumped, as is Brian. And good morning to Bill and Homer City. Bill, we always are so happy when we hear from you. Thank you for calling. Lucius Burrow, the name of the exact town. Bill taught me that. Homer City is the closest, well-known place, but Lucius Burrow is the actual town. And we're going to get the correct answer now. Unless you want to join us, you can still call 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Okay. I always thought that Memorial Day was to be an official beginning of summer, not winter.
We had the furnace on last night. Indeed, it was chilly.
Yeah, I hope that people won't have to wear snowshoes to the Memorial Day parade in Lawrenceville on Monday.
I'm sure it's been this cold before, but I think what's especially disappointing is it was lovely, a few days ago, but not right for the weekend. Do you have any plans for this weekend?
Well, we're going to go to the Memorial Day parade in Lawrenceville on Monday, and I was just going to mention that Slim Forsythe always sings just before the parade, right at the entrance of the Allegheny Cemetery, and then he's the MC for the parade. He announces the different people who march in the parade.
He would be very good at that. Is that Memorial Day itself? I should know this, the parade.
Yeah, on Monday, yeah. And it's the only parade I've ever been to that has a cement truck as the lead in the parade.
Well, why not? It starts.
Because there's a 43rd Street Cement Company down in Lawrenceville, and so the truck comes from that.
It starts at 10 o'clock at 36th Street and Butler, and it ends at Allegheny Cemetery. Marching bands, vets organizations, classic cars, local sports mascots, and Slim Forsythe. What more could you ask for? And that's a great parade. That's one. I've never been to that parade.
It's very well attended. I mean, it's lots of people that watch it. You know, they bring out their chairs and everything. And, yeah, it's a big event.
Absolutely. Well, with the cemetery there, it's a perfect parade. I'm looking the oldest continuous Memorial Day parade is in Ironton, Ohio. That dates to 1868. Some say it's in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, which also dates to that year. The Lawrenceville Parade is also pretty old. Lawrenceville was named for Captain James Lawrence, who said, "Don't give up the ship." That's something I never knew. But anyway, I'm off on my tangents here. You knew that what's on the table that we're looking for?
Well, when I first thought about it, I thought it was like, I don't know if you say it, metaphorical. It was all the discussions are on the table, or, you know, you have all your marbles on the table, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only clue that I really got was the second one.
Acquire.
And I said get, and I kept saying get, and then I said Getty, you know, like John Paul Getty, and then I said, oh, Getty, get and tea, and
right.
Then I said, what goes to get and tea, and I said, oh, spaghetti.
Yes, the Whirlpool is the spa, the Acquire, the get, and the golfer's necessity, a tea. So on the table is spa, get, tea. And probably the hardest part was the overall clue. So if we had said on the dinner table, it might have helped. But we just gave you on the table. Well, well done.
Yeah.
Here's the
I thought about Lazy Susan at first. Also, is there a song about spaghetti? I remember, I don't know if it was a song a kid sang just, you know, in the street, like on top of old Baldy.
Yes.
Instead of it, we would say on top of a bowl of spaghetti. Is that really a song?
There is an old song called On Top of Spaghetti, all covered
okay.
with cheese. I lost my poor meatball.
Okay.
Da 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 da. I'll find a copy of that and we'll play it. Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Baba basta, basta, basta. I can't eat no more pasta. Baba basta, basta. Because I'm going to explode. Basta, basta, basta. I can't eat no more pasta. Baba, baba, basta. Because I'm going to explode.
He's going to explode.
On ravioli.
He's going to explode.
On mastacholi.
He's going to explode.
On the lasagna. No more mama, mama, mama.
He's going to explode.
On the baked ziti.
He's going to explode.
On the linguine.
He's going to explode.
On the pastina. Oh, mama, mama mia. Mama, my pants are too tight. I'm gonna explode, I'm gonna explode tonight. Mama, my pants are too tight. I'm gonna explode tonight.
That's probably a little too much information about the pants being too tight, but that's fine. Mike and Mars wrote that rather than on the table, he prefers his spaghetti on the plate. I would agree.
Mama, my pants are too tight. I'm gonna explode. I'm gonna explode tonight. Mama, my pants are too tight. I'm gonna explode. Gonna explode tonight. Baba basta, basta, basta. I can't eat no more pasta. Basta, basta, basta. Cause I'm gonna explode. Baba, baba, basta, basta.
I can't eat no more pasta, basta, 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 'cause I'm gonna explode.
He's gonna explode.
I'm vermicelli.
He's gonna explode.
I'm cavatelli.
He's gonna explode.
I'm manicotti. Oh, mama, gonna explode.
He's gonna explode.
I'm a farfalle.
He's gonna explode.
And a rotini.
He's gonna explode.
I'm a spaghetti. Mama, tell you when I'm ready. Basta, basta,
Steve Palera. At the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Ooh, oh, oh. My, 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 my. Sometimes it's serious. Sometimes it makes you wanna cry. But this is a laughing song, a song for all the little kids who don't like broccoli. Some of you don't like your corn, but you love your meatballs. So this is what we call a meatball story. Yes, a meatball story. And this friend of mine, his name was James Weldon Eldorado McMeatball. I'm going to say that again. James Weldon Eldorado McMeatball. Good old boy, good friend of mine. I loved him dearly, but you know, James, he had a coat that he wore all the time. Everywhere you see James, he had this coat on. He loved the coat so much, he named the coat. He called the coat Tomato, Tomato Sauce. Yes, when you see James, you saw his coat Tomato Sauce. There comes James and his coat Tomato Sauce. Well, this is a little short story about James and his coat Tomato Sauce. So take a listen, if you will. Whoa, 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 on top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table and onto the floor. And then my poor meatball rolled out of the door. It rolled in the garden and under a bush. And then my poor meatball was nothing but mush. So if you like spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball when somebody sneezes. Oh, I said, if you like spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to that meatball when somebody sneezes. Yeah, on top of spaghetti all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table and onto the floor. And then my poor meatball rolled out of the door. It rolled into the garden and under a bush. And then my poor meatball was nothing but mush. If you like spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball when your mommy sneezes. Yeah, if you like spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball when somebody sneezes. All covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball when your mommy sneezes.
The Persuasions at the Saturday Light Brigade, satisfying you and also showing that a number of people were right, including Russ, and also hello to Carrie up in Oil City for knowing that the loss of the meatball is proportional to the magnitude of the sneeze.
Spaghetti all over the place, up to my elbows, up to my face, over the carpet, under the chairs, into the hammock, wound round the stairs, filling the bathtub, covering the desk, making the sofa a mad mushy mess. The party is ruined. I'm terribly worried. The guests have all left, unless they're all buried. I told them bring presents. I said throw confetti. I guess they heard me wrong. They all threw spaghetti.
Shell Silver died at the Saturday Light Brigade. And our haiku is coming up in a moment to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you back home for Memorial Day weekend? Or maybe you returned from college? We're happy to have you here. We're also glad if you're here tuned in for the very first time. It's wonderful to have you joining us at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
We still have a few openings in our summer camps. And if you know of anybody who might be looking for a fun and also very educational summer camp for a teen, our camps are affordable and in some cases free because scholarships are available. Together on the Air is designed for rising 9th through 12th graders and focuses on podcasting and broadcasting. Rhyme and Reason is focused on rising 8th through 12th graders with a passion for poetry, songwriting, and media making. Learn about the camps at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle. 17 syllables leading to one answer. Ricky, have you given the Brigade Charade its official audit? I don't think she has. I'll give her a moment. Yes, she got it. It's fun when your lips move as you're counting. It's she got it. I'm in the doghouse now. Okay, here we go. C, K, R, or F are used to characterize this key condition. C, K, R, or F are used to characterize this key condition. Do you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with our high clue puzzle. Here's hoping you'll call and join us on the air. Maybe you've never called before. We are here live and in real time. And we would love to hear from you. You also can text us at the same number at which you can call us, 412-200-5975. And you can interact with us at slbradio.org/radio. Good luck.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you so many things about how much I really love you, about how much you really mean. So far away, but so easy to see. When I'm away, I wanna put my arms around you. And I wanna know, do you feel the same way? 'Cause if you do, I wanna stay forever. And I wanna know, do you feel the same way? 'Cause if you do, my arms around you.
That is the Plate Scrapers here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a relatively new recording from them called Stay Forever. 412-200-5975. We're getting ready to finish up today's High Clue. Susan, or is it the other Susan, got the correct answer. Playing along on Facebook. And I see that Tommy in Virginia also got the correct answer. Sharing details quite well. Johnny and Addie in East Deer got the correct answer, as did Susie in Alexandria. Here again is the High Clue. C, K, R, or F are used to characterize this key condition. You should absolutely know this. 412-200-5975. You should absolutely know at least half of it. To a degree. If you want to take a guess, 412-200-5975. Did you come up with the correct answer? Did you let us know, or are you shouting at the radio or the phone or the internet or however it is you're listening? Brian just wrote to tell us he is stumped. I find it always interesting with puzzles like these. I get stumped often, not on our puzzles. Generally, I know the answer to those. But if I'm working on a puzzle, maybe a crossword puzzle, and I can't get a word, and then the next day, it's obvious to me. Sometimes our brains work well with these puzzles, and sometimes they don't. C, K, R, or F are used to characterize this key condition. The condition is temperature, C for Celsius, K for Kelvin, R for Rankine, and F for Fahrenheit. C, K, R, or F, Kelvin and Rankine, the absolute temperatures. For Celsius and Fahrenheit, respectively. So a charge to you if you came up with temperature. And today happens to be the anniversary of the birth of Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit. If his middle and last name were exchanged, we'd be measuring things in Gabriels rather than Fahrenheit. In any event, he was a physicist. One of his first goals was to come up with a system for cleaning mercury from glass. He didn't want mercury to be sticking to glassware. That led to the invention of using the rise of mercury in glassware as a means of measuring and indexing temperature. He invented the alcohol thermometer in 1709, the mercury thermometer 5 years later. The measurement scale that bears his name in 1724, and he died at the age of 50 in 1736. Temperature, the answer to this morning's high clue. And a charge as well to John, an economy borough that just got the correct answer. Now, you might have some facts about temperature rolling around in your brain. For example, Celsius, the boiling point is 100, the freezing point is 0. And Fahrenheit, Daniel scale, the freezing point is 32, the boiling point is 212. The absolute temperatures, there are conversions for those as well. There is one point, and Ricky, I'm now, do you know the number where they're both equal to each other, where the temperatures in both systems are equal? I'm trying to remember if it's, now I've got to look it up. I should have checked this ahead of time. There is one condition, and I think it might be in, yes, okay, I found it. I had to be sure I was right. I shouldn't have doubted myself, but sometimes I forget things these days. There is one case where degrees Fahrenheit is the same as Celsius. Legitimately, they are identically the same. If you know what that temperature is, why don't you call us? You can share it with us. 412-200-5975. I'll give you the hint, it's cold.
Soon be along with my
There you've got the Row family singers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And a few people let us know that it's minus 40 degrees. That is the temperature where Celsius and Fahrenheit are exactly the same, at minus 40. The two scales show the same temperature. I can remember using that on tests when I needed to kind of remember how to convert Celsius to Fahrenheit. You can share more with us about that if you care to. 412-200-5975. Thanks to our brigadiers who did that this morning. One anonymous person, and also John in economy, and Tommy. Not to mention Tom, but Tommy shared it with us too. There was one other answer to our haiku that I want to share with you that was a creative one.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Now, Ralph had control commands on a keyboard, and this is a great answer. Control C is for copying text or a file. Control K is for inserting a hyperlink. Control R is for refreshing a web page. And Control F is for finding text in a document. And I said C, K, R, or F are used to characterize this key condition. So I think that's a perfectly acceptable answer. Very creative. Thank you, Ralph. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Stream,